Your station for Fleetwood Town.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
We're really excited about the prospect here. I obviously have been out of the game now for 7 months, and it's been a terrific experience for myself. It's been an experience that I've used wisely. You know, it's very easy when you come away from the scenario at Coventry to apportion blame elsewhere. But the one thing that you must do is reflect, and you must analyse your own performance and areas of improvement. And I've spent a lot of time debriefing, and I think now I come back as a better manager. I really do. And I wanted to come back to a football club with stability. I wanted to come back to a football club that had an ambition. I wanted to come back to a football club with terrific infrastructure, and I wanted to come to a club where good foundations have been put in place. And I'll go on record as saying that the previous two managers have done a fantastic job here. So I come into the club in good shape. We'll come in with our own ideas, as every manager and his assistant does do, and we hope over time that we'll start showing progress with the implementation of our ideas on the game. But, you know, the one thing that we do understand is the importance of winning. And, you know, we can all come in and we can all talk about a style of play and a philosophy, but ultimately the game's about winning. And that is something that we'll certainly impose onto the group, that we have to find a way in the short term of winning and bring stability to the club and then allowing us to grow again. I'm very much a training ground manager. I love the training ground. I'll spend 8 in the morning till 8 at night at the training ground. I'm very analytical. I like to do a lot of work on the team, do a lot of work on the opposition. I like spending mornings, afternoons, all of these periods of time working with the players and improving the players, because ultimately that's my job. And, you know, to have the type of facility in League One to do that is phenomenal, and we should be really proud as a football club of the infrastructure that's been put in place, and the community should be exceptionally proud of what's been achieved here. And all I want to do is add to that and add to the good work of the previous managers. I've been working for Southampton on a scouting basis, and working with also the Scotland national team with the younger players and Gordon Strachan. So I've not seen Fleetwood in the flesh. I'll obviously get the chance to watch from the stand tonight. But from previous seasons and obviously doing our research over our time down here, you know, we're aware of the players, and I want to give the current group of players every opportunity. The one thing I assure you is that we'll certainly not be going out and signing players immediately. I want to give everybody the chance here, and I think that that's important. You know, I want to see what we can do with the current group, because one of the things that my assistant and I pride ourselves on is maximising the resource. And I think that we'll work hard with the group. The group need to be ready because we are intense. The group need to be ready because we are demanding, and they will be expected to train every single day at their maximum. Make no mistake about that. They will be put under pressure to perform. But that's what we are, and that's how we operate. And I'm really excited about the job in hand.